This is WSHU's After All Things with daily news and culture from around Long Island Sound. Thousands of Connecticut residents will have some or all of their medical debt erased. Later in the show, an in-depth look at medical debt in the state. Plus, Greenwich gets a national award for how it handles elections. And we have the latest on the controversies surrounding the former mayor of New Britain, Aaron Stewart. Those stories and more are coming up. I'm Sabrina Garone. For the first time, a Connecticut town has been awarded the prestigious National Clearinghouse Award for Excellence in Election Administration. WSHU's Molly Ingram has more.
Greenwich is the first town in CT to win the award, nicknamed the Cleary. They're distributed by the U.S. Election Assistance Commission. It actually won two, both in the category of best practices in recruiting, retaining, and training poll workers. One award was for the town's poll worker training cards, which quickly remind poll workers about election procedures and laws. The second honored their polling place sponsorship program, which connects local food services with polling places to feed election workers. The Cleary Awards have been administered since 2016. Greenwich is the first New England town to win two. Molly Ingram, WSHU News.
Governor Ned Lamont today says more than 97,000 Connecticut residents will have some or all of their medical debt erased. WSHU's Janice Roman has more.
The funding to erase residents' medical debt comes from a partnership between the state and Undue Medical Debt, a national nonprofit organization. Residents with difficulty paying outstanding medical bills who qualify for relief can expect to receive a letter in the mail starting this week. The initiative is in its fourth round of relief letters, eliminating $315 million in medical debt. Residents must have income at or below four times the federal poverty level to qualify for relief. Since the initiative began in 2024, more than 252,000 Connecticut residents have had more than $513 million in medical debt canceled. Janice Roman, WSHU News.
And an in-depth look at medical debt in Connecticut is coming up later in the podcast. The push to lower ticket prices for concerts and sporting events appears to have stalled again in Albany. New York state lawmakers had sought to ban the sale of tickets for more than face value and cap the percentage of fees that ticketers and resale platforms can charge. Instead, state lawmakers are poised to extend the state's current secondary ticket market regulations for 1 year. James Skoufis is a New York State Senator from the Hudson Valley.
What we're all trying to do here is level the playing field for the millions of really frustrated fans that exist in the state that can't access their favorite artists and sports teams.
Skoufis says he's hopeful negotiations can continue after the session so legislation can be passed early next year. Medical debt has put some Connecticut residents into dire financial situations. A conversation on that is coming up. The Suffolk County Police exam will be held more frequently starting next spring, every 2 years instead of four. The department says the change will beef up recruitment and shorten the time between taking the exam and getting hired. Suffolk County Police are among the highest paid in the country. The city of New Haven has approved Yale University's plan to put dozens of new security cameras around its campus downtown. The 30 cameras are the latest in a push that has seen hundreds of new cameras on the city's streets. Mayor Justin Elliker says they're necessary because police can't be everywhere. Major renovations at the Babylon train station are mostly complete. Work began in 2024 to build new elevators, escalators, canopies, and more. The Babylon station is one of the busiest in the LIRR network. The state of Connecticut says it's investigating former New Britain Mayor Aaron Stewart over her handling of a local charity. WSHU's Davis Donovan reports it's the latest in a string of investigations surrounding the former Republican gubernatorial candidate.
The subpoenas come from Attorney General William Tong, along with the commissioner of the Department of Consumer Protection. They're connected to a charitable fund started by Stewart's father, a former mayor, and usually meant for youth sports programs. They want Stewart to tell them about a checking account connected to the fund, but not overseen by the local New Britain Community Foundation. Stewart dropped out of the gubernatorial race last month amid allegations she used her city expense account for hundreds of thousands of dollars of personal items. She's facing local, state, and federal investigations. She's also now accused of using city money to reimburse her graduate tuition. Davis Donovan, WSHU News.
Medical debt is putting some Connecticut residents into dire financial situations. WSHU's Ebong Udama spoke with the Connecticut Mayor's Katie Govala, who's done in-depth reporting on this. Their conversation is part of the collaborative podcast, Long Story Short.
Let's start with Christine Wood. What was her case?
Yeah, sure. So Christine Wood got weight loss surgery in 2022. And before getting it, she says she really tried to understand if she could afford it. And she claims that she asked her insurer several times how much it would cost her out of pocket and that she was told $5,000. And she thought, you know what? I have $5,000 in savings. I can afford this right now. And her weight was causing her physical pain and discomfort, and she was hoping that a surgery could help with that. So she went ahead, she paid the $5,000, she got the surgery, and then months later, she received another bill from Bristol Hospital for $12,000. And she panicked. This bill was more than she and her husband made combined in a month. She did not have that in savings. She says she never would have gotten the surgery had she known that it actually would have cost her nearly $20,000. And her insurer, Aetna, claimed that the lifetime benefits for her specific plan for weight loss surgery was $15,000 max. So whatever the hospital charged over and above that, she'd be responsible for. Eventually, Bristol Hospital sued her for that balance, and now she is on a payment plan paying $150 a month, though she admits that she's ran into some financial struggles over the past year, can't always afford to make that payment. The hospital did eventually place a lien on her home. And she says she tried, you know, she tried to understand what this healthcare would have cost her. And still in the end, she ended up with a lawsuit.
And she's not the only one who has had a lien placed on their property while they've been in a payment plan. You have the story of some other person who felt she had taken care of everything. She was on a payment plan, and then all of a sudden there's a lien.
That's right. So Deneen Brown, who went to Norwalk Hospital, she went to the emergency room there a few times. She is also confused about how she ended up with a bill. Her understanding was if you have insurance, you shouldn't end up with a $7,000 ER bill. She went to the emergency room a few times and was eventually diagnosed with an autoimmune disorder. So those symptoms were sending her to the emergency room a few times over the course of a year. She got a $7,000 bill. And Deneen is like that person in the friend group who's the most responsible, who's always on top of everything. She takes a lot of pride in having a very good credit score, having all her accounts in place. And so when she got the bill, she tried to get it reduced. She tried to explain to them to figure something out. She tried to see if she could qualify for hospital financial assistance. She was told no. And so eventually she said, you know what, if I owe this, I'm going to pay it. So she agreed to a payment plan of $50 a month. And then the following month, the hospital placed a lien on her home. And she says she never would have settled had she known that that was a possibility.
Wow. Now, let's talk about the fact that there's supposed to be programs to help patients with unpaid bills. What are the different players in the field talking about? What were they saying about this?
Yeah. So the hospitals say that, you know, they do things like if you're getting an elective procedure, they have financial counselors reach out beforehand and talk to you about how much it's going to cost and whether you need how you can cover the payments. They say that they have financial assistance programs for people who make below a certain income. But what we found from talking to patients is that sometimes those tools are very difficult to access, and maybe sometimes they don't exactly get rolled out in the way they're meant to.
Now, talking about getting people out of this situation, the state, with a lot of fanfare, talked about setting up a program to pay off medical debt. I remember the government was involved. What has happened there?
Yeah, that program has been helpful to many Connecticut residents. I think by the latest estimates, over 160,000 people have gotten their medical debt canceled through this program. And how it's set up is the state connected with an organization called Undo Medical Debt that buys medical debt for cents on the dollar.
That's a nonprofit, right?
That's a nonprofit, correct. And so basically what Connecticut did is it put ARPA dollars towards canceling medical debt for, you know, over 160,000 residents. You do have to qualify based on income, and the hospital or medical provider you went to see has to opt into the program.
In the meantime, people are still experiencing frustration and fright as they have to deal with unpaid medical bills.
I think that's right. And, you know, there is some good news here. The state's biggest hospitals have really slowed down, and some altogether stopped suing people over the past 5 years. So we looked at data from 2019 to 2024 on court cases for unpaid medical bills. And those have gone down significantly. And so that's a great sign. But just because people aren't getting sued doesn't mean they're not holding on to medical debt and dealing with some of the issues that the people in this story really brought to light. So roughly 4 in 10 adults in the U.S. have some kind of medical or dental debt. And to some extent, all of those people are dealing with the issues that arose in the conversations we had.
Thank you so much, Katie.
Thank you for having me.
Katie Gulvala is the Connecticut Mirror's health reporter. Long Story Short comes from WSHU Public Radio and the Connecticut Mirror. Subscribe to the podcast to hear more from Katie about what it's like to be sued over medical debt in Connecticut. Available wherever you get your podcast. I'm Ebong Udama.
For the latest from around Long Island Sound, listen on the radio, stream online, download our free app, or tune in here every weekday evening to the After All Things podcast. I'm Sabrina Garon. Thank you for being with me today. Have a great rest of your evening, and I'll speak with you tomorrow.